One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get him into a team that's proper, where they can build around him, and that's it.
Bro, he's such a bad boy, bro.
This is, he's the epitome of last.
Oh, yeah, sorry, did you glitch?
Sorry. That's fine.
Oh. Now go on.
Hey, no, that was his point.
No, I stopped him. I did stop him.
No, Lippy.
No, I stopped
that
him.
That was his point.
No, I stopped
so I
him.
Stopped. I swear down, he just went like
do
that.
You know why so bad?
And like, in my peripheral.
He looked me in the eye and I stopped him. That's bad. Sorry, bro.
I've actually lost my train of thought now.
A man started lagging.
We are starting off today's episode with some propaganda. Because I had a race before, three races. I'm just getting ahead of the narrative.
Yeah, it's smart, it's clever what he's doing here.
And yeah, you lot tried it.
He's done that one still.
Yeah.
He's done that one.
I raced Menace, he had socks on, I had shoes on, he won. I'm not gonna lie.
Smoked you.
When we both took our shoes off though, what happened?
He won again.
No, we didn't. Don't lie.
The second one he won.
And the third one, I won again, but I tackled him in the race.
No, you shoulder barged him.
I did.
He took it.
I didn't even shoulder barge him. He was about to pass me and I went like this. So I was a little bit ahead of him and I went like this. I'm not going to lie.
You ran in
but
his
that's
lane.
Just my football.
But I think that is what pace is. I think if once yeah. the, once
getting
the,
ahead and
once the
him.
Shoulder is adjacent and you
I'm
get the arm across,
bro. I'm a footballer.
You can be as fast as you want.
So you're not the fastest on Filthy no more.
No, do you know what that made me realize? Loads of wingers I think I'm faster than. I'm not faster than them.
No, you're not.
I get ahead of them and I go like this.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Right.
That, no, wait. I don't really understand how I feel right now. I won the second one.
You know what it is? You sounded like a Lamborghini, like a.
Oh, you're right, man. Brother,
today, like bro.
He didn't run.
Sound like an old whip.
Let me land. You sound like a Mazda that found out you're not a Lamborghini.
You sound like a Mazda.
It's too late now.
What was that, bro?
I was trying to think.
In the grand scheme of getting ahead of things, do you want to get ahead of the video that's about to be released by Menace? Do you want to get ahead of that?
What video?
Of him dancing in the towel, winding his bum and looking behind.
Yeah, why you wrap the towel around you like an auntie?
What are you talking about? Are you talking to John?
So basically, I've put out a video of, you get me and my towel and my bonnet. You get me? I'm in my home, my comfort on my house. Yeah, show them the video.
Why are you wearing that breast level, man?
But that's how you're meant to wear it.
No, you're not.
Who told you that? Who told you you're not allowed to wear your towel up here? Who told you that? I don't understand. There's no rule book.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
I'm on that.
It's not how you was wearing the towel. It's not just that. You was whining your bum.
I was dancing. I'm Congolese. I danced.
Okay, fair
enough. I used my waist to dance.
What was on your head?
A bonnet. It was a headscarf even, actually.
Yeah. A headscarf?
Bro, yes. You look like...
I have to protect my turkey investment. What the heck are we talking about?
He's got an answer.
Okay, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But when you see, when you actually see it, the answers don't.
If you want to insert the video.
Insert the video now.
Me the one in the new me the one in the new me the one in the new me the one in the new
that track is crazy as well. Are you mad?
They can't hear the track.
What?
You know it is.
What are we talking about here, bro? That track is crazy. The dance is better with it. I was just showing you lot, yeah? You see the Congolese thing? We was the one that invented like the dancing thing. Do you get what I'm saying? See, like the Congo
didn't have a new country.
Man said invented the dancing thing.
You invented
the... So basically, see with Congolese music, yeah? We can dance to any song, whether it's rock, whether it's classic, whether it's R&B, whether it's hip hop. There's always a dance move. that can go with
yeah,
that
beat. Yeah, that's just whining right. your
Listen,
hits.
Stand up now.
All right, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to hold on.
Give me one right now.
Can't play the music, though.
So if he stands up and does it, you can insert music, no? Any music.
Make sure it's not a copyright.
Ready?
Ready, yeah?
Smash.
Telling you, bro, it can go with any. It doesn't matter where it is. It can go with it.
Sorry, Lynn.
It can work, bro.
Why are you clapping?
It's, you know what it is? Lip is hating because he can't do it. And you know what it is?
Can you do that?
You know what it is?
I don't
want to do that. Forget about that. You don't want to do it, but guess what? He got ducked out by my young boy, Menace, bro. Bow!
What are you talking about?
Bow!
Do you think
bow!
You're
yeah,
I'm you're faster than
I don't need to be faster than you. Okay. All I know is that I'm better than you at football. That's it. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I don't dock you out.
You definitely.
Okay, yeah, you dream. There you go, you dream.
After we're doing
after,
it. You know?
I don't after, I don't have trainers. I'll duck it in my slippers.
Right, your toes can run on that concrete easy.
No, they can. They can still.
You got that hard foot.
My feet are better than yours, though.
I don't know.
Let's not do foot battles. Let's
what
not.
It's our only fans.
Ah! What's in the middle of that one?
A sky button.
Whoa! That's got a mad
put it away,
man. Or say.
Man, put it away.
Stuck to the table.
Put it away.
That's
crazy.
Man
left.
Friction on residue. That foot for the table.
That. Man had to do that.
Hey, you know what that was like? You see Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
When they're hiding and it just goes boom.
Part in the mud.
Gaily foot.
And they just in the fruit. And they look at each other.
And the girl's gonna say something at my middle. Yeah. You start seeing this, look.
The water, yeah, the water's all the water.
Jurassic.
Find the filthy fella.
Ooh.
Ain't on
as
that.
They've seen. In the trailer, we're looking for someone, man. Menace will not be there at the live show.
To be fair, sorry to cut you. I think it's a
You're
good
not
thing
sorry,
that he's not
you?
There.
You're
no,
not
I'm
sorry.
Not. I think it's a good thing that he's not going to be there because his swag on the day is going to be sh**. His swag is going to be...
Oh my...
His swag.
What's he wearing? What do you think he's going to wear?
Probably shorts because that's all he ever wears. His swag is sh**.
I always wear shorts.
No, but you see you...
You always wear shorts.
No, but it is though. I wear shorts of class.
Shorts.
He wears PE shorts. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a mad body shape.
No, his body is shit. It's like E.T.
Yeah.
Or like the worm in Men in Black.
The crowd are always chatting shit, so we're giving them an opportunity for one day only to become a filthy fella.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking the talk, but can you walk the walk?
It's not an easy walk.
It's not an easy walk, man. What do they got to do to...
Upload a video of yourself and tag, not stag.
Yeah, tag, not stag.
But even if you're on a stag,
yeah.
Tag filthy fellas.
Also, let us know what you're like. Are you like John Wick? Do you interrupt? Do you always talk loud? Do you're obnoxious? Are you like Dan?
It's true. We need to give you a little... Yeah, we need to know.
Are you like Steve-O and know-it-all?
Think you know it all anyway.
I know it all, okay.
Are you like me?
Are you, do you take criticism badly?
Who's
like Steve-O?
Are they, is anyone like...
Hold on, wait, I need to hear this one. Wait. Give him a chance. Wait. Sit down, go again.
Is anyone like...
Why do you think that man's facing?
You're one of them players that your own teammates tackle you. They see you're about to take the shot and just quickly. Yeah.
Hey,
your own teammates tackle you.
That reminds me of when Benzema now, like, don't pass the ball.
He's against us.
But pass me the ball back.
But Mandy.
He's taking it.
Are they like me? Football encyclopedia. The Black Onslaught. To Jamal Klopp. You understand? Dwayne Suarez. You understand? Yeah. You understand?
Not on podcast.
Outside.
Yeah,
Hackney Iniesta. You understand?
Man, they're 40.
You understand?
Old. Like loons. Are you old with a pot belly?
Wavy like.
You got to be a top juvie as well. If you're not from Hackney, you can't get in.
To set this out
I'm trying to say something, you lot.
Okay.
Let him talk, let him land.
Someone take the ball off me.
Oh my God, are you joking me?
I knew.
Are you insecure like Skip?
No, I had my moment, you lot spoke over it.
Wait a second. Before we get into world class, yeah, I want to talk about my world class team. Because what? I wasn't here last week when I was crowned
you know what, I'm gonna give
world
you a
champion. Thank you.
What? Well, I'm... Hey, bro,
Don't chill out.
Relax,
man.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Kiss it then. What are you doing?
No, I can't kiss it on camera.
Kiss it.
What?
Kiss it on camera.
Listen. Chelsea, world champions. We see the term every week, every match we play. World class. What is it to be world class? The key attributes of being world class, in Filthy's opinion.
A mentality monster.
You've got to have it up there. Mm-hmm. Consistency. You need to be able to do it over and over again. Your skill set needs to be efficient, effective, somewhat entertaining in certain roles.
Or whatever your skill is, you need to be at the top of your class.
It needs to add to what your team's doing. Numbers to bring us on to the next thing. Numbers, especially for attacking players. But there's metrics in all
types of football
positions in football. Mm. And obviously, last but not least, some people's only metric of being world class, trophies.
Trophies don't make you world class.
Do you know what it is? As much as we'd like to say that, there's definitely anomalies like the Harry Kanes and the... But I think for the most part, 9 out of 10 world class players... probably bring in trophies.
But trophies are not a common denominator for world class.
Who are you defending there? Stevie?
No.
Oh.
Stevie's not everything but one.
He's defending Saka.
We ain't there yet.
All right, Loons.
Yeah.
Who would you define as world class that maybe numbers or trophies might not suggest this?
From back in the day, maybe.
From back in the day, world class without the trophies, without the accolades. That is like Totti.
Okay.
Totti.
That's a great shot.
And in the World Cup he's got, but go on.
That's one trophy, bro.
And he's won a league.
Well, one league, one World Cup.
And he's won the cup. I'm saying, but you're right.
But then you compare him to like Alessandro Del Piero.
Encyclopedia.
He's got the World Cup as well. Same World Cup as him. And he's got 10 leagues.
And everything in between.
He's got 10 leagues and everything in between, bro. So that's why I mentioned for that Francesco Totti, because he hasn't got much trophies, bro. Yeah? So brilliant, yeah? Like the greatest players, like people will say Buffon is probably one of the greatest goalies ever. He hasn't won the Champions League. You know what I'm saying? R9's never won a Champions League.
Can we think of one that actually didn't win?
Matt Letizier.
Do you think he was world class?
JJ Okocha.
JJ Okocha, yeah. Matt Letizier was world class.
He was world class.
Did he win the league at PSG?
But hold on, you see world class, yeah? So this is what it is. When you take Matt Letizia's ability and you just look at it and it's definitely impressive. Hold on. Because world class, that's another thing that I think should be here. I think it's relative to your peers. Yeah? Because I think back in the day, you probably needed a bit more of that to be world class. Whereas now, you just have to have more than that than your peers. You understand? And right now, the world class bracket, like you said, the bracket of bad players has kind of risen, but I think that top quality...
I don't think there are bad players anymore. Yeah, see, like, there was bad players. Like, how on earth is that person a footballer? I don't think we have that anymore. Yeah. But...
Not at the top level.
Not at the top level. When I look at... You mentioned Matt Letizia there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was world-class.
I don't think he was.
But
look at his peers. But he was nowhere near
his skill set was world-class.
Yeah.
So this is what we got to do. Like, if you've got three out of five of those... Does that make you world class?
He's got more than three. He's got four.
You don't have to have all of those, but it might be like Haaland now. His numbers is ridiculous. So you can kind of overlook his skill set.
Yes.
You can... Consistency is numbers with when it comes to him. Didn't win the league last season. Didn't win the trophy. Still got the numbers. You understand?
Would we all agree Haaland is world class?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
In his class.
For right now, right now.
Because of his peers.
You asked your question earlier about who was world class, would you say, that didn't get the thing? And you said Totti. I want to suggest something in this conversation here. And that is, if in that day, with the Totti's, Ronaldinho's, Del Piero's, all of that, if that was a class and that class was there, yeah? And every year until now, that was the class of skill set and everything and a consistency that you had to have. How many people would get into it now? Or have we moved?
Not as, I don't think as
have
much.
We moved world class now? And I know what, Dan, we have this discussion. Footballers nowadays can do things with a ball that those other footballers couldn't do. I'm telling you, like, and more of them. More of them, right? But for me, it still doesn't add up, because if you told that player that can do all of that stuff with the ball to go and now make something happen without having to do a left, right, press, head, just, they wouldn't be able to do it. Mm. And even Matt Letizia, who we're saying probably might not be world class, only had like, I don't know how many international caps he had.
He's techier than these guys.
Score of
he's
great goals, that's what he's
and
saying.
More maverick than these guys
than
now.
Some of these guys.
Like he's as good as Jack Grealish, I would say, or better.
Better, absolutely better. Absolutely.
He was class.
So what we're saying is, the world class in the 90s, early 2000s, up until probably 2010 maybe, that's not the world class we're judging now. We're judging it on it moves. That's like the XXL.
Yeah, it moves. But I'm not necessarily saying world class back then was is better. I'm not saying
okay.
That.
There's that as well.
So we've got to try the time in that time.
Can I say something, yeah? Because this is what it is. I think right now, yeah, we've got world class, and that's kind of like the ceiling of football. But I feel like before, there was guys that was almost beyond world class. Yeah. So like a Messi, Ronaldo. He was world class, like a David Villa or a Pedro, but they weren't the same caliber.
These
guys were beyond that.
So it's
like, because when I wanted Neymar to go back to a player, players that were world class, that just didn't necessarily win things. We could say like a Riquelme, a Pablo Aymar. Yeah. You understand? Like these guys. But
now you want to mention my Pablo. Move yourself.
It's like, these were the guys that before, I think world class was kind of, like, yeah, man, he's good. He's one of the better players in the world. But there was like a tier above that.
So elite. That are we saying elite above world class?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Elite sounds like it should be below world
class. No, elite is above.
Elite is above.
You know when you're getting boots and that, the elite boots, Dan, the elite boots are the ones.
Maybe it's not elite. Is it generational? Because I think no matter what's going on, players have to be, because this is my thing. No matter what's going
generational
on.
Generational might be it.
No matter what's going on, there has to be guys in something that's world class. World class means the best
in the world
of the people
now.
that's here now. Generational is another label.
Okay.
That means like in your lifetime, you understand?
You can tap to anyone in the last 10, 15 years.
That's a Dino, that's a Messi.
That's a Neymar.
Neymar.
JJ Cotra.
No, world class.
No. He was good. He was the ones.
He was like a cult, like, streets won't forget. Yeah. World class.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Ian Wright weren't world class.
There was a stage he was.
Ian Wright.
He's a bad man. He's a bad man, but he weren't world class.
No.
In his peak, I was 7 or something.
No, Sivo.
If he was to ask me, I'd say, yeah.
Wait, Lippy. I'm going to. There was a stage, 2 seasons. Homeboy was world class.
So what we're saying, consistency is only 2 seasons.
So
that don't make it, world class, but not generational.
He weren't generational.
That's the difference between world class.
Like, what I'm saying is, Kevin Phillips. What I'm saying is, he scored, so he was a great English Premier League striker. Scored 30 goals. Anyway, point is, he don't even make it close to these things. So just because you was a great scorer in your league,
goals don't make you world class.
Right, cool. But man said, this is why I said he was for them 2 seasons, because man said the key attributes were mentality monster. Ian Wright, a gorilla mentality. Let's be straight here. Let's be real. Yep. Consistency. Mm-hmm. Those 2 seasons.
It's 2 seasons.
Yeah,
bro.
But
he played until he was 40 years old. And you're naming 2 seasons.
Skill set. He made it at 24? What are you talking about, Steve-O? Numbers, trophies, they're all there, bro. So for me, there was a stage, he was world class. You don't stay world class.
Hold on. We do this a lot. We say that the best players of today aren't as good as the best players of yesteryear, yeah? So let's throw in some players that weren't necessarily the best of the best players in the world back then, could be now because of the current talent pool we have.
No way.
I hear that all the time. Well, you don't think there's anyone?
I personally think it's the opposite, by the way.
So you think there's guys now that would have been better back then?
I think if you take what we have now, because we're obviously watching the game relative in terms of like they're playing against the top dogs right. now as well. I think if you take someone from now, throw him back 30 years.
Right, you ready for that? Let me go. Let me land.
After,
right.
after,
and I hear
let me
you.
Go straight
and
in.
This is why
I'm
going like, to
fizz it in.
Tough.
I'm going to fizz it in.
It's
I'm not
tough.
Even on the long thing, what you like.
If you go and get one of them players back in the day, no, one of the players now, and you bring them back in the day, they probably wouldn't even last in the dressing room.
Fact.
It's different times, right? So it's not one second. One second. It's not just, if we're saying just on the pitch, ability-wise, I don't even know if these players could deal with a Roy Keane coming at you every time, every time. That's so what I'm saying.
Unless done these, man, I don't think they're dealing with
it. It's different. Once again, let me land. So it's different. It's and it's so
sent off, mate.
Ability-wise, and there's that as well. If you fast-forwarded him to this one, he'd get sent off every time. So to compare, it's two different errors,
I'm
right?
Talking,
two different errors.
I'm talking straight ability, yeah? So let's just say like a Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Make it more easier.
Like a Mark Viduka, yeah? You throw him into the Prem now.
He scores so many goals.
He did the 20s back then.
No way. Yeah, he scores so many goals. No against one, four, against get, one no, centre-back.
I agree.
Too many. He scored too many goals.
I think strikers are the easiest...
Easiest ones to transfer. The job description
hasn't changed that much.
But not with Mark Viduka's profile, I'm sorry.
So you
not
don't think he'll survive in this land?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Quick, yeah. Unbelievable touch, strong.
Yeah, but the ball needs to get to him.
He's a better version of Chris Wood.
I agree.
There you go. Like, you don't know.
I didn't hear that.
What?
So he's a better version of Chris Wood, and Chris Wood's banging up the Premier League.
You think Chris Wood's better than Mark Viduka?
They're not similar for me.
Yes, they are.
Not for me.
Ball comes up to them. Exactly.
Let's make it easier. Let's make it relative. Like a world-class CDM was Roy Keane. He wouldn't be world-class now.
Of course he wouldn't.
He would not.
Why would you mean? Why? What are you talking about? Why?
Not now.
Brother,
a tough tackling, loud mouth shouting, motivating centre midfielder. Isn't it?
Let a point get landed. Everyone's going
to
get their time.
I was
their time.
Roy Keane.
But then you said Roy Keane and we went to answer. And you.
I didn't finish. So you lot interrupted me, bro.
You've landed your point.
What was my point?
Roy Keane would not last in this.
That weren't the finish of it. That weren't the finish.
Finish it. Go on. Go on.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Because man was laughing.
See what? See? All right. See? I didn't get to finish.
No, he wasn't going to. I didn't get to finish my point, though.
You landed.
You see what I'm saying?
Man.
I didn't get to finish it. Man interrupted. But Dan, if these men were saying what I was saying is stupidity. Oh, every time. Bro, he's adding me on things on Instagram. Adding me on things on Instagram, yeah? To say, look, even Rio. I don't care what Rio thinks.
And we got so
I know football. I know football.
No, you
bro.
Don't. You don't know more than Rio, who played with him. I'm telling you, he's a guy that does so much you don't see.
Simple. Name him that six.
He
break.
Walks world class in this era.
No way.
He kicked 92% ball retention,
yeah,
bro.
Relax.
Are you
you're,
kidding me?
You're the composer.
Yeah. Stay there. Trust me. This is where we don't need you rushing in.
Be the metronome over there, yeah? But listen.
Go on.
This is where it is.
You've got me beefing with Steve-O. It's you and Steve-O, bro.
That is definitely a convo that's had, yeah? Roy Keane is definitely a scapegoat in this topic. You know, let me just land. But what it is, I think there's truth in both of the things you say. Because on paper... A player with Roy Keane's
attributes
in any era isn't great. But let me just land quick. It's fast what I'm going to say. The game is not played on paper, innit? It's what you do. If there was a centre midfielder that was doing what Roy Keane was doing,
he'd be
one of the best sixes in the world.
What now?
Yes.
Cap.
Nah, nah.
Cap.
Easily.
Stop, man.
Loons, I might be with you on that one.
No.
And
no.
I land, easily. Bro. I haven't even got to say, and you're doing Heliante.
What Heliante?
Let me just land. He wins the ball back. He keeps it simple.
Keeps the ball.
And he's really aggressive.
Bosses the
I'm
team.
I'm not trying to take the piss. Wait, hold on.
Let him go through his thing, bruv.
I'm saying Roy Keane, as far as just ability, yeah, doesn't look great, innit? But if we're looking at
to
just
who?
Ability, no. I'm saying in
to
general,
me.
Like now, 2025,
yeah.
he looks like a very long basic star. Player. But I'm saying even later.
He would be playing different.
Yes,
like,
I know.
I'm thinking different to you lot.
I know.
You're not going to just grab him from there to
I
that.
Personally think Roy Keane.
Roy Clone.
Yeah, Roy Clone. I thought
he
was world class back then. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is.
Absolutely.
He is. But I'm saying if he, with his current skill set, with the skill set he actually had, was transported into this game, he wouldn't be fantastic.
Exactly.
Of course he
would. That's
what
I agree with
that's
you.
That's all.
Yes.
Can I ask you this?
Thank
just
you.
To move on quickly. Yeah. Someone a little bit more recent, yeah? One of your boys, Jordan Henderson.
We've got to counteract that.
No, okay, go on then.
I can't let you be on this table and say that. Again, we talk about the pros that played with him and against him. There's not one that doesn't put him there. Not one second, please.
Right, go on.
Let me go, man. Yeah? There's not one. And that's from that era. So I know that's from that era, right? So when we're talking his skill set, I know it doesn't look the prettiest, but to me, so when you say that, to me, that doesn't matter.
Effective.
As I say, always the best player I ever played against, I always say it, and I played against Zola, everyone, blah, 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 was Tim Sherwood. Every decision he made was the right decision. You went close to him, he took, and you went quick, he took two, or done it once. If you give him space, he took two, three, he killed you every
single time.
So, taking that into consideration, Roy Keane has got one of them things that it's the eye, it's the playing with and all of that, yeah? I still think in this day and age, forget his passing, his touch, can he do a trick? In this day and age, that skill set that he's most known for, captain, leader, manage on the pitch, bro, it's even more worth its weight in gold now.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
one set, you build your team, that's a skill set though, Dan.
Yeah, but
that is a skill set. That's a mentality monster. That's consistency. That's all of it. Roy Keane in this day and age is a monster.
But just not
a monster.
I'm saying technically.
And I know technically yeah. That's one
let
skill
him
set.
Land, let him land.
Brother,
let
I'm doing the landing and you're still all going.
Right, but you've been landing the plane for time.
Yeah, because I'm
you're
doing
going
the land for Roy Keane.
You know when you go Gatwick, yeah, and the plane is not ready to land yet, and it's just going around in a circle. You're just seeing the whole of West London, bro.
As filthy fellas, we were asked to list five players who we believe are world class today, right now. Names that didn't get more than two votes were Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes did not get more than two votes.
You know who put that in.
Erling Haaland did not get more than two votes.
Wow.
Doué didn't get more than two votes, but I think that's probably because people weren't thinking of him.
I put him there.
McAllister did not get more than two votes because there's only one Loons. Urien Timber didn't get more than two votes because there's only one Lippi. Declan Rice didn't get more than two votes because there's only one Lippi. Jokeres only got one vote because there's only one Lippi. Gabriel only got one vote because you, man, I hate it.
That's the Arsenal team.
That ain't on me. Yeah. Messi only got one vote. If we'd done this couple
just
years ago, probably would have
yeah.
got crazy. More than two, sorry. I've been saying one, which is a lie. Vitinha did not get more than two.
Because no one's got bought the current time.
I did it.
You did it.
I gave him one.
I think I would have given him one if I was.
Even after this shocker he put up against the best midfielder
in
the world.
If it was 10, he might have got in my 10.
One shocker.
Hakimi did not get more than two votes. Paul Pogba.
That's mad.
Got a vote.
That's you.
I didn't think about him.
A menace. Okay.
Menace is not here today for that reason.
Start the recall.
Pedri didn't get more than two votes.
That's me.
You put Pedri.
Pedri.
Do you know what it is? I think because you only get five, there's guys that people didn't think of. Ousmane Dembele didn't get more than two votes.
More than two of us didn't put him in that.
No.
I put him in my first one.
Mine was all Arsenal players. I was trying to win for my
So basically what we're trying to say here is these are probably, to a certain degree, these are world-class players, but they're not the top five according to the Filthy Fellas. So let's see who is.
Top five world-class players in the world, according to the Filthy Fellas.
Right, there are three players battling it out for number five in our list of world-class players, and it is Harry Kane, Cole Palmer, Kevin De Bruyne. I don't know what to make of this list, because if I'm talking right now, present day, today...
Someone's not there. Who's not there today?
De Bruyne's not
he's
there.
He's not
now.
There today.
You're going crazy.
So, no, that's a valid response because of what he's done in the game. But today. You don't think Cole Palmer right now, Harry Kane right now?
Compared to Kevin De Bruyne.
Who voted Kevin De Bruyne? That's the question.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Poet and Skits, those are bad votes.
Bad votes.
Those are bad votes. Your vote is a bad vote.
And all of a sudden, your lack of input, this episode is making sense.
Nah, man, let me tell you why, because I'm just looking at the last 5 years. That's how I've based my list. Last 5 years to present day.
5 years?
Yeah, that's mine.
That's the players that half a decade.
But that's mine. Like, it's subjective to everyone. You got your own opinion.
Oh, okay, Hazard then.
What? Yeah. But that's more than 5 years ago.
5 years ago, he was at Chelsea.
All right, so what he's done in the last five compared to Hazard, bro, come on, that's a stupid argument.
Yeah, but
argument.
I just think, this is right where, now. this is where.
Is everyone okay? From 2019 to now, De Bruyne hasn't been a world-class player.
It's not about that, is it? Has he been the top five world-class?
Yes,
players?
He has. I believe he has.
Last season he
that's
was.
Mine.
Last season.
That's mine.
Last season.
Fine.
What?
Last season.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to back
Skits on
this
one still. The four counted that. The other 4 years counted that.
Skits, I'm going to back you on this one still.
That's it, this
are
is
mad. Are you taking the absolute mick when you're saying to me about the last five seasons?
Why are you doing that?
Wait, hold on, hold on.
Step over.
Hold on.
Just play football,
on.
Bro.
Yeah, we're playing football.
No, I hate when the star players do this, bruv. Give the f***ing ball back, man.
He's on the ball. I'm just talking about him on the ball.
If you're talking about the last five seasons that he was mentioning, Cole Palmer, you shouldn't even be nowhere
shouldn't
near
be
there,
nowhere
bro.
Near okay.
World class is about on, we just said
why is that?
Because last season
ago,
it was terrible. You
what?
Okay, forget about that.
He was terrible last season.
Wait, hold on. Last season he was terrible. I can't
what?
Lie.
What? Cole Palmer, 20 goals, you donut.
He weren't better than his season previous. That's what you meant to say.
Guys, do we know what we got asked to do here? We got asked to put your top five world-class players right now. No one said anything about look at the last 5 years.
5 years.
What are you looking
at? No,
are you
I'm
dyslexic?
Just saying that's how I
he
looked
said
at
that.
It.
That's how he looked
that's
it.
How I looked
so listen
at
to
it.
His point. No, because everyone has a point of view. Don't try to take out his point of view. His point of view. No. Don't boys me, Lippy. His point of view is that in the last 5 years, that's how he looks at world-class players.
I don't know that.
So why are you questioning him about what he wants to do if he's top five?
What he wants to do. We have to make a universal decision. As Phil.
All right, but I've made my point as to why I picked Kane.
And that's what he's agreeing with. So why are we disagreeing?
Okay, and we disagree.
I picked Modric because he's world-class.
This is what it is. No one is arguing with your reasoning.
Okay, cool.
Stepovers.
It's as simple as this. Your reasoning makes sense.
It's your timing us off.
Yeah, we just think the reasoning is dead.
Your
simple,
timing is
it makes
poor.
Sense. But at the same time, to what we're doing right now, we don't, because there's going to be guys, hold on.
It's changed because of the votes. So right now, I think he's world class. But if we're picking between these three.
But this is the thing, yeah? You need to look at it like relatively. So like De Bruyne, he's been good for 4 of the last 5 years. So do you think the guy that's been better than him this year only isn't better than him then?
No.
Right no. Now.
Exactly. So
all right, so would you two both stay with, you're staying with De Bruyne,
I'll
right?
stay with that's De Bruyne. That's I'm fine. Staying with De Bruyne. If I'm going off these three.
Them three, I'm going De Bruyne. Harry Kane, Palmer and De Bruyne. I'm going with KDB all day.
Thank you for your input. Steve-O.
De Bruyne, I don't think it's been the same for a couple of seasons.
Yeah,
he's still playing high quality because that's how good he is.
Class.
Because he is a generational player.
100%. Easily.
But if you're asking me, like literally last season, when I see him play last season, when he would come back from injuries and whatnot, it was like, and he had the long hair. I was like, oh, it's literally overnight clicked and he's lost something. Yeah, whether it's his mojo or whatever it may be. So he wouldn't be anywhere near a list. I did think about it. It'd be like thinking about putting Messi on the list or putting Ronaldo on the list or Benzema who's over there doing his thing. They're all still relatively the best players.
So you still think he's world class, but not top five anymore?
Yeah, nowhere near it.
Yeah.
Nowhere near it.
Yeah,
who would you put?
Sense. Who would you put then?
Who would I put to be my
I know he's picking.
Last?
No, yeah, top five.
Who's the best on that list
who,
there?
Who makes fifth place?
Who's the best player on that?
Yeah.
He's going to say Kevin Nolan.
He's not
it's
there.
It's definitely Harry Kane. Harry Kane's a bad man. I thought he'd be maybe high. I don't know. I don't even know the other two are, to be honest with you. But Harry Kane.
Loons?
Harry Kane.
Why?
He's just a better 5 years.
Why do you care about this 5 years as well?
Yeah, 5 years. Don't let them poison you with 5 years, you know.
I didn't pick none of them, so I've got no feelings. I said it. I didn't pick none of them. They're all good in their position, but he's the better one out of
these.
See,
my list is based on today.
Yeah.
Like, right now. All of them.
Oh, my list wasn't like that still.
This is why I mentioned Modric, because he's still playing in Italy.
I'm going Cole Palmer. Right now, I think he's the best of those three players.
I'll be real. If I got to answer it, as much as I hate to say it, I think it's Harry Kane.
Kane wins it.
Kane becomes our fifth player in the...
So Kane wins it.
As filthy fellas, we have decided that Harry Kane is going to be fifth in the world-class filthy rankings. Well done, Harold.
He
finally won silverware.
He won silverware.
That joke's done.
That joke's been done.
Right. Who is number four? This one is very simple. And he didn't make my list, actually. In with three votes.
He didn't get my vote.
This is a man that the world-class conversation has surrounded for a while now. I think whether you think he is or he isn't, you definitely get involved in that conversation. It's not black and white. It's Bukayo Saka, Arsenal. He got three votes from Filthy. I was definitely one of them.
It's Arsenal fans. It's an Arsenal show. Did you vote for him?
I didn't vote.
Shocking.
Who voted for him?
I voted for him as well. Still.
So it was Arsenal.
I can't vote Palmer over him.
It was Arsenal black people.
He's better than Palmer.
Okay then.
In my opinion.
Like I was saying, Saka, I think, is someone that this conversation is heavily involved in it.
Can we just look at the criteria quickly again, yeah? I rate Saka. Mm-hmm. I always said that I think he will be world class. Last time we had this convo around him, I was like, I don't think he's world class yet.
Is he just class?
I like to be careful with that world class thing. Like, when you do it, it's just as important as what you do. So, having said that, technically Saka's class.
Daniel, you're lying.
Huh?
You're lying.
Why am I lying?
Last time you spoke about Saka, you said he reminds you of Antonio Valencia.
No, I didn't.
Who said that?
I didn't say that. Someone else said that.
Someone else said that.
I didn't say that.
It was Mokola.
You cannot be this deluded.
Hey, Loons, the clip
exists, bro.
Loons, the clip exists. Is on my Instagram right now.
All right, right now. Bro.
And he disagrees with it. All right. I bet you're one.
For one, you've gone from he said it to he agreed with it. Now you're not. I didn't think you're sure.
I bet him a one. That's not sure.
Before I was rudely interrupted,
just like the advert.
Saka is class. I just don't think he's done it enough yet. I know what he's going to give me. Consistency, 100%. Probably is a little bit of a mentality monster. He finds a way to make it happen. Yeah. He's class. I just don't know. He didn't make my list.
Just a couple more years at this level, he's there.
And he'll be there.
He's there. He's there for me. But right now, I can name 10 players that I prefer. To be fair, it's not better because it's your opinion.
In his position or overall?
In his position? No, not 10 in his position.
I want to ask you the direct question, man, because this man we just spoke about him before, plays a similar role for his team, Cole Palmer. You think he's world class, right?
Yeah, in this day and age, I know we spoke about this.
Do you think he's better than Bukayo Saka?
Yes. Yeah. I think he's.
But what?
Nice, mad.
What with that criteria? I can't remember them exactly. Skill set, numbers, consistency,
trophies.
Mentality, trophies,
numbers. He wins in a couple of those.
Which one? He wins in skill set.
100%.
He wins
in trophies.
Mm-hmm. He's got one more.
Mentality monster.
What trophies?
He's got the two Europe and the FIFA. We've only got FA.
Conference.
We are Young Player of the Year
and World Champion.
Young Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh,
Saka's got one.
Saka won the FA Cup. And
Saka's got a Young Player of the Year.
No, it's not. I'm not saying there's mad worlds between them, but I just think Palmer affects the game far more. He's so much harder to stop than Saka.
I think because of my point is.
I think Arsenal has let down Saka.
I think because of aesthetics. Palmer, they'll choose Palmer over Saka. Because for me, when it comes to mentality...
Saka.
I'd say Saka.
Have you seen Cole switch off?
Cole Palmer's not getting all them monkey emojis in his DM to missing penalties and then turning up the next season.
He gets called autistic and all the rest of it.
But I'm saying after missing them penalties, he didn't get that abuse. We're not, it's not a comparison.
So is that only what mentality is?
It's not a comparison. I'm saying Saka came back the next season, dug in.
That's not only what mentality is.
And drove Arsenal forward. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying his mentality is in the right place.
That's not only what mentality is though.
But that's part of it.
That's part of it, but it's not only what it is. There's people that can take that and then go on a pitch and don't have that 10 runs, one game sort of mentality.
One of the points you made was Saka has to do it for a couple of years. But I don't think Cole Palmer did for people to think he was
world-class. He scored 16 goals last season. League goals.
Yeah, 20 in the end.
Last season, just gone.
Oh, no, I'm not no,
last season. Yeah. Season before 16. That, yeah.
He started the season on like...
So are we saying, sorry to keep making new tangents, if you score 20 league goals, you are world-class?
No way.
Consistently. But from midfield... Because he plays in midfield, he drifts around. But forget just that, the assists. The amount of goals
and
he creates.
The eye test.
And part of it is, look, Saka is class, isn't it? But people call him robotic. People, they don't even like how he plays. They just
very systematic. Then
the nonchalance of Cole Palmer to the eye.
But does that stop people being world class?
That's meaty. That's a meaty point, man.
Well, stop Roy Keane, in your opinion.
That's a meaty point, man.
Cool. So what do you think is missing in Bukayo Saka's game?
Good question.
That's stopping him from being world class.
Good question, Lips. As I say, for me, it's to keep progressing at the same rate that you're doing. Do it for another couple seasons where you're doing like the double goals and assists, and then you're definitely in there. You're definitely world class. But
sorry. I've let you all land your silly points on Saka.
You know that was silly what I just said there.
So in my opinion, it's silly.
Go on.
So what I'm saying to you is this, yeah? You see, when you're doing comparisons, yeah, of players, yeah, no one ever says is Palmer better than Rodrigo or Palmer. It's always Saka. Oh. So you always hear Saka's
that's
name.
That's an internet argument. I'm not having it on Filthy. Shut up, man. Come on, cool.
Rodrigo.
I know.
Who's Rodrigo?
No problem, bro.
I always thought that part of being world class is when you do it as well. So Cole Palmer actually turns up in moments where you need someone to rip up the script. And that is why I give it to him.
You don't think Saka does?
I said that
Saka has as well.
Has he?
I just think he's more systematic.
Has he?
Do you know what it is?
Did you watch the Madrid game?
The most important games we had this season, PSG, Real Madrid, we're playing with a broken Saka. And because he performs at a certain standard, he's putting points on the board in these games. And I just make that point that I was told that that's what Saka has to do to be world class. And now he's doing it. He now needs to do it
more.
But,
that's true though.
100%. Because my thing is, has Cole Palmer played in the Champions League yet? No. And I don't even think he'll need to for anyone to call him world class.
Yes, for City.
Or for City, but that was fringes. But my thing is,
He's won the Champions League.
Well, yeah, he's technically won the Champions League. Same as who's the keeper that's there?
Rian Brewster.
Yeah. But Carson. Same as Rian Brewster. I just think it's a thing where. Obviously, you watch football with your eyes, 100%. But I kind of think with Saka and Cole Palmer, one is a lot easier on the eye, innit? So with him, you don't need to see it over and over again. And Saka, he could do a flicker, a dummy, a ready. You'd be like, oh my days, look at the youth. And I just think, obviously, Cole Palmer's younger as well. I kind of think the world-class, like, title kind of comes down for younger players. So I understand it, but I think Saka's world class.
Yeah,
I don't think he's at the world class level where it's undeniable. That it's like if someone don't think he's world class,
he's playing at a world class level. He's debatably.
Even a Harry Kane, who's before this, I wouldn't really enter. Like if I'm chatting to someone and they're telling me Harry Kane's not world class, they're probably gonna think I'm disrespecting them. So I'm gonna think I don't really hear what you're saying. With Saka now. I'll hear your point.
Saka's in the guest list queue. He's about to go in.
Yeah, he's almost world class. He's fringe.
Is Luis Diaz world class? I'm just throwing a name there quickly.
I don't
know. Luis Diaz world class.
Not yet. Elite.
I've seen Saka, when you need him to do something, put it over the bar.
I've seen Palmer do that as well.
Big moment.
I've seen Palmer be missing in 14 games, no goal contributions or nothing.
These are not wrong, Dan. You can't do that, Dan. You can't skirt away from that.
Come on, man.
Moments.
You're talking about
when Chelsea didn't have a win, Cole Palmer weren't turning up.
I'll be honest, pre-injury Saka, I'm a Liverpool man. When they played us, big drip. Man was saying you need to get rid of Robertson.
We're going to move on. But I remember somebody saying this not that long ago, a few weeks ago. Arsenal don't have that guy apart from Gabriel, who is going to rip the script up. if you don't have that in your locker, I don't know if you can be world class.
What, you need to be a maverick to be world class? That's
no,
BS.
No,
that's
it's BS. Not a maverick.
Yeah, I think I think mavericks. Would you reckon? Do you reckon mavericks are respected more in football? Because yes. I do.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's another notch in the world class cap. 100%. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why I think, like Steve said, the younger players can get fast tracked, especially if they're nonchalant with it. Got their little dummy step over Cole Palmer, fast track.
To add to that, yeah, I think, and this is why we're so happy with Lamine, because and Dewey.
Dewey.
But I don't give a fuck, mate. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Pissing off, yeah. Because, and that's why we wanted Neymar so much, yeah? We was pushing willing for Neymar because we loved the robotic thing that Messi and Ronaldo were doing. I got sick of it. I love it, and they're good players. But I was willing Neymar. And now Neymar has walked. He's walked for Lamel, Dewey, these men to run. You know what I mean? So I'm here for this new breed of mavericks that I'm seeing that have come from the generation just in between, just after Messi and that didn't really get there. Mbappe didn't really get there. But now we're going to see it. We're going to mix the technique and all of the things that they didn't have the heart with a now bit of flair.
Do you think Saka not being a maverick is why his status as a world-class player is questioned so much?
Yeah.
Because you got players like Bruno, yeah? Just finished 15th, horrible. but all jokes aside, but because...
He's got a vote.
Because he plays a certain way, he's a maverick. Yeah. He's in those conversations.
I don't put him as maverick.
No.
I just put him as, like, he's not like the maverick.
He's just a risk-taker.
He's not a maverick.
I think maverick's the quality version of a risk taker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, innit? Like if you're a good risk taker, you're a maverick.
You've got a good end product, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bruno's thing's been mad.
Obviously, Saka's season has gone how it's gone due to injuries. But do you not think he was doing some of the things that we think we need to see before this? But the issue was that it wasn't at Champions League level and missing penalties in the finals. Like, do you not think...
I think we've said this before about Saka on the show. I think he's been doing this thing for so long, yeah? And the standard that we've kind of put on him as Arsenal fans and whatever, yeah? Like, he's had to carry that. And I think he's carried it well. Just like Cole Palmer has. No disrespect. But there's more pressure on Saka, bro. There's so much more pressure.
For the club he plays.
There's no sentiment in football. Yeah. You lot want us to be to emotionally be, because he's done so much. And you see what it is with Saka. It's just when the games maybe not be going Arsenal's way and Cole Palmer's told to play in that same position as Saka, you see him drifting. He tries and find the ball. He'll try and win the game. But look, Saka can still win the game from where he is.
But goes down that
but
way.
But it's just got to happen his way.
Back in the game,
hold on,
mate.
Can I say something?
There you go.
That's quality.
Can I say something a bit controversial about Saka that Arsenal fans hate about that I say, yeah? And I love Saka.
I love him too.
I think he's our best player, yeah? Especially numbers-wise, innit?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But I think that's the issue, innit?
He just falls short.
Let me just land. It's not that. I think if your club's best player is scoring 16 goals, 15 assists or whatever, you're not going to win anything. It's that. I know that sounds dread, but it's that real.
It's you need fault, a guy. Though.
My thing it's is, not. We've got Gyökeres now. Yeah, I said it on the spaces on Twitter. They wanted to kill me. I said, an attacking player that Arsenal buy He does. I'm not saying he needs to be a better footballer than Saka, but he needs to come in and do more than what Saka's doing. It can't be a guy that got like Havertz and Trossard who come in and perform just underneath Saka's numbers. No, we need a guy that exceeds Saka's numbers. So like you said, that pressure is not on him to have to produce.
Okay, you so does that double up your point in when you said Saka's on the peripherals of the world class, where it's debatable because just under him, you're saying it's Trossard.
Nah, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're just, that's just literally after Saka in the numbers. Arsenal things, okay. It goes these guys.
Okay.
And it's, if your cap, is you lot now, your top guy scores 28 league goals and Sutton assists. It don't matter that the next guy that you have is on 7 or whatever. It don't matter, but again, after that, there's a little bit of a drop off. You understand? We need to have that luxury now where we can have a guy that scored 20 Sutton, 15, 10, and the rest are on like 4 or 5. You understand?
Can I just end it with, look, as long as he keeps falling short, man are just going to say he's not, they're going to debate.
Short of?
Not winning anything. There's nothing to speak for it.
You asked the question, you went, what does Saka need to do? And then you answered it. You went, I know he hasn't done it in the Champions League and he's got... You answered all of the questions. Yeah. Like, you answered it.
He has done it in the Champions
League. Done it?
No, but you said before he hadn't done it. You said before we were saying that he hadn't done it in the Champions
League. No, but I'm saying he's done it now and we're still not having it. Like, that's what I'm saying. But I understand. I understand.
Well, I'd say he's there or thereabouts, man.
I personally think part of why Saka is not considered world-class is the Arsenal tax. I think you play for Arsenal... How can he be world-class?
Absolutely. No. It's not like, how can he be
world-class? No, I think that's how the people think now.
Because we've got nothing to show for it.
But you know what it is, Dan? It's just like when he wore that high number when he first made his debut. What did he wear, 77? When he wore 77, you was hearing him being compared to Salah then.
He's ready.
Listen. They were just readying him. They just always ready their guys. You get what I'm saying? Nyawiri, they ready them. And then you build a little disdain for the guys.
But that's what I'm saying. No one, you hear what he just said. Nyawiri, we readied him. We haven't.
You have.
No one has said Nyawiri is better than anyone. But you're ready to have him on the plate. Yeah. Next Arsenal player. And it's like, that's just how it goes. Because we 100% used to.
We hate them.
We 100% used to do that. Smith Rowe, Awobi.
But you've done it with the left back. You've done it with Skelly, though.
But then we got to Saka and we said, you know what? This kid's really good. Then when he got really, really good, we said he's world class.
Right.
Yeah. He's better than anyone. Right. Everyone said, oh my God, Rowe.
Just for this season, though, you lot have done Lewis Skelly. Didn't we get him in, try to put him in the team of the season?
They say, why did he win Young Player of the Year?
Yeah, but
he played 22 games.
Okay, all
and
right.
Got sent off twice.
All right.
So you're doing it still with Lewis Skelly. And you was doing it with Nwani, whatever his name is. You was.
Man said Nwani. Aye, red card, man.
I still stand in it, so you're talking about Lewis Skelly. Number three okay, on our world-class list is...
Wow.
Yeah, I respect that.
Mo Salah.
Probably the best.
I didn't put him in.
I didn't.
I should have.
I put him in.
I should have. I should have.
I could have.
You know I did.
I should have.
It's undeniable.
This is a man that is undeniably world class, whether you like voted for him or not. If you want to do the skits thing and look at the last 5 years, or if you want to do the living thing.
It's true what he's saying. You can't dodge it.
Yeah, if you want to do 5 years, a year, 3 years, since this man.
8 years, you
since
can't
this
dodge
man
it.
Started wearing red. I'm playing up in them mountains. He's been going absolutely sick.
Haywire.
Regardless of what's going on, over the 30 hill now, 33 he will be in the beginning of the next season. And 20 league goals again, probably.
Yeah, he's
so you know
mad.
What? If I'm judging it off the last 15 years, right? Because what you're doing, it, you go back that
I
far.
I did five.
You go back that far.
15.
Times it by three, still. No,
he's good. He deserves. I forgot about him, to be honest.
yeah, but that's the benefit of Mo Salah.
Yeah.
People forget about him.
Yeah.
But end of the day, bro, if you like, you said, do skits is one. You want to add a 3 years on it?
And in this world class talk that we're talking about, he's the prime example. I'm telling you now, right? How? Yeah. And I watch football, man. I know people feel I don't.
I know you do, man.
How? Can someone score as much as him and assist and have the trophy? He's got everything.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah, everything, right? and we can forget about him because he's just not
sexy.
He's not sexy at all, brother.
But he's had some sexy seasons.
Did you put him in?
No, I didn't put
did
him in.
Did you put him in?
No, do you know what
with
it is?
All the numbers he's got and everything.
Two secs. Because you know what it is?
Saka ahead of him.
But Saka over him.
Hold on, hold on. No, but I just picked all Arsenal players. I'm doing my thing. I'm not even saying dead. Because remember, I didn't think we was doing top five world-class players. You just told me five world-class players.
Yeah.
That's five world-class.
No, but let me just... no, let me respond.
That f***ing stinks. All right, Lippy, you was a prisoner at the moment then.
Respond to me.
No, you was, you was, you was.
The criteria was send me any five top
world class
players.
And you chose five Arsenal, man. That's
your
business.
They're my favourite players. What?
Nah, they said send me the top five world class players.
Man put Modric. Man can't.
He just said five top world class players.
What's wrong with Modric?
Someone put, look at him.
What's wrong with Modric?
He's 40
years old. Yeah, but what's wrong with that? I don't give a f playing in Italy and he's still world class.
Let me go. What you said, I said I'm not having that. But I said it before you said it's not sexy, which I agree with. But this is where I don't agree with you. I don't need it to be sexy. Mm-hmm. I just need it to be what it is. I was one of them man there. Oh, Laurent Robert is better than Damien Duff just because I hate Chelsea and my man's doing some long range screamers. No.
Can I come in then on that? And I get it. But yeah. I think once you get to this top level where everyone can do that, it's what's the sprinkle. And that's why I said about, I was willing Neymar, man, because he was just so beautiful. It's like, I want that. It's like I wanted Ronaldinho. I want them players to be the best. So I don't want, like the reason Haaland, who has scored all those goals for all these years, ain't got a f***ing single vote or got one vote, is because it's not sexy.
But this is where that word comes
Mo's
in.
A bit
Let
sexy.
Me just land loose.
Mo's a bit, little bit.
Matt, that's where
don't look at me.
This generational thing comes in, yeah? Ronaldinho, Neymar, we've been spoiled, yeah? These are once-in-a-lifetime players. Yeah. To see Ronaldinho and Neymar, do you know how lucky we are?
Yeah, banging.
We might not see another one until we're old. Spoiled. You understand? Spoiled. So I'm thinking, with the Salahs, he is generational in a sense where... Nah, let me just land. Just not. It might not be, if you put it on paper, but like the... performing at this level at his age from the wing. It's generational. We haven't seen this before in this generation. You understand? But it's not generational like a Neymar, like a Dino. But talent. I think where he is with these guys, and because remember, they've compared him to all these guys, Hazard, Cristiano Ronaldo. Right? Listen to these names. You can't compare him to Saka. Or rather, it's the best of the best. So you can only compare, regardless of what it looks like. And for me, those are the best footballers, bro. It's undeniable.
But do you know what I say about these men? These men fight and claw their way into top five world class because of the numbers. They're undeniable. Saka hasn't hit those yet, but I think final form Saka is basically just Salah.
Basically.
I don't think so.
I think if he does everything right, I think so.
Why?
As much as I love Saka, you see what I said about Saka? Saka don't have the knack for me to be a team's best player and to go all the way. But Salah does.
But Lippy, you see the difference, the age Saka is now, that was Salah at Chelsea. You see what I'm saying? So there is time
different trajectories.
There is time to become the killer that's needed to be.
So you see a lot of saying that Salah's world class, yeah? What was the point when you realised, yeah, this brother,
you know what?
He's the coldest.
It might have been like 2020, I can't work out. Bro, he played against Chelsea and he slapped something.
Then he played City, done the
goal. Bro, he killed City.
I'll be real. I was like, football's one of them things, yeah. I did it with Leicester. I did it with so many where things are going mad. And I'm like, nah, man, this is just happening because of everyone's poor. Bro, like 20 games later. But my thing was within the season that he went crazy, I knew this ain't going to stop. The only thing that's stopping is if he leaves Liverpool and just goes somewhere horrible or some kind of mad injury. It was too electric, bro. So for me, I'm not one of you, man, that needs to see years and years and years of it. I need 10, 20 games and I can imagine what else is going to be. I'm not shocked that he's moving like this after his start. First season, bro.
What about you, Steve? When did you think that? Like, yeah, this guy's world class.
I don't know what season it was, but it was a season where he scored two goals of the season, like in a row. He scored one against City, chop, right foot. Then I think Watford. And then against Watford, that's when I said, okay.
That Watford thing was disgusting.
This guy now, and then he was just banging. He still had the long hair. But now he's come, he's been Turkey. He's got the, yeah, he's
I gave
he's,
him my plug.
The appearances, The aesthetics has changed.
He's relentless, bro. Yeah, that's what it crazy, is, isn't it? Like, he might not. He's not the like the cutest to watch. When he's got the ball, he's driving at 100 miles an hour. Like it doesn't even look like the ball is fully under. And then it just is top bins.
But it is, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty or not, he gets the job done. Yeah. Pretty or not.
Like Roy Keane.
Skit, so what about you? When did you think that Salah was world
class? Them 2 seasons. I think it was 1920 and 2021. Like, bad him, Firmino, Mane, they killed everyone. Yeah,
crazy.
I always thought Mane was better than him, though.
Yeah, no, I had that moment of Mane. I prefer Mane. You know, people always ask me, who would you sell out of the three?
Mane's more controlled.
Who did you go for?
And I would say I'd sell Mo. But then I think it was a game against.
None of them rated him.
I did rate him, but I'm saying out of the top three, I'm saying out of the top three, there was a stage and it was this, I think it was a game against Spurs, yeah? And he tried to cross the ball and he said, handball. And the ref raved it off and he still nicked the ball. Got it to the byline, chopped it again and top binned it. I was like, huh? Okay, it's not sexy, but you see efficiency.
It's not about
See, like an Audi, like, you see, you might get another car that's more sexy than your Audi.
Don't
but
need it to be
an
sexy.
Audi does the job.
Yeah, it doesn't
It's the best car.
Volkswagen engine,
Volk,
man.
Volk, yeah. No. What's it? Borster Technique. Yeah, German, efficient. You get what I'm saying, innit? You can go and get your Cadillac. You can go and get your drop top. But you go and get, you get Boston Technique, you know what's happening.
Theo Walker had a similar goal.
There's a little bit of Liverpool tax as well. I think Liverpool fans are idiots as well.
Oh my God.
Kind of overrating him. Like, he's really good, but Liverpool fans do too much sometimes as well.
I know so there's more Liverpool.
I think people kind of dislike him for that.
And you know what is this? Because he's Egyptian. And it's not
and he
like
celebrates
many
Christmas.
Super world
Egyptian
world.
King.
Bro, I went Egypt here. Bro, the guys the everywhere.
The bro, they sell merch everywhere on him.
There's Salah juice, Salah crisps.
In milk. Ronaldo in that world, in Arab world, he is the
really?
Same.
Yeah, he is.
He is Cristiano Ronaldo at the Arab world.
So we've established that Mo Salah is the third.
He's him being
on
top
our list.
Three feels right.
Top three, yeah, feels
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Feels right.
Say no more. I'm not mad he's third. Either.
Who's number two?
Number two.
Come on, another Liverpool man.
Come on, no.
Virgil van Dijk.
Who?
I put him in.
I put him in there.
Undeniable.
As well.
And do you know what? It's refreshing because that is probably the first player here that isn't a forward.
Yeah.
It's so easy to look at a forward and identify world class. It's a little bit harder when you're looking everywhere else. Van Dijk is world class. Cool.
Yeah,
he's got midfielder attributes, man. He's cold, man.
I don't know. I think it's easier. I think it's easier to spot a world class defender. You know?
No, it's not.
I think it is. Do you know what it is? Because it's like you see with like a Saka now. He's doing the numbers. He's doing the rep, but you can still say, "Nah, I want to see this at this level." When a defender's a bad boy, he's just a bad boy, bro. So, like for
me, make him world
I saw
class,
someone
though.
Arguing. They said, "Oh, who was Van Dijk at Celtic? Who was he at Southampton?" Bro,
see them
what?
Did you see them clips?
Did you see
bad
that
boy.
You back then?
Bad boy
bro,
at Celtic, bro.
He
You're
was
crazy.
A problem. Like he was one of them players. You just see, get him into a team that's proper where they can build around him, and that's it.
Bro, happened, he's bro. Such a bad boy, bro.
This is, he's the epitome of like.
Did you glitch?
No, it's fine.
Oh, no, go on.
Hey, no, that was his play.
No, I stopped him. I did stop
no,
him.
No, Lippy.
No, I stopped
that
him.
That was his play.
No, I stopped
so I
him.
Stopped. I swear down, he just went like
Do
that.
You know, I'm so bad.
And like, in my peripheral.
He looked me in the eye and I stopped him. That's bad. Sorry, bro.
I've lost my train of thought now.
A man started lagging.
Now, I made him lag.
He's playing Call of Duty.
Ethernet cable. He ain't even got wireless.
Hey, you know what it is? It's such a.
They had a function. No, I got it. What I was going to say was, the moment he does something wrong, the world goes, they bring it up. That one thing when he was looking like he was twerking and if that one mistake makes everyone.
He was twerking hard. He was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, but that one mistake made everyone.
Aye, they were getting him. Morata got
that.
Him. Everyone was getting him. But
yeah,
like, there was
but
a
they didn't need to do that.
Defensive mistakes are bad, bro. They're not going to look like even if a striker skies it, easy chance, he gets to laugh that off. You don't get to laugh off slipping and a man goes through and scores.
That's
the whole
drip.
Stadium's onto you.
It's
another level, man. But yeah, quality.
How many years left?
He's got four.
I reckon he's got 2-3.
In the Prem.
He doesn't use pace. It's all positional. It's like that old school when Blanc was at Man United.
Tony Adams.
Still
you know, it's
slightly quick
positional.
Though,
Tony Adams, Carvalho.
It's the Prem though, man. I think it will age
he's going to get a young buck next to him.
Yeah, but Van Dijk's not a slouch, you know.
Nah,
like,
yeah.
He's lost pace and he's still fast. He's one of them.
Does he make yards?
100%. His recovery is ridiculous, bro.
His quality still, I can't lie.
His recovery is
gallops,
crazy,
man.
I feel like, you see what the best thing I like about Van Dijk here is where they're doing a counter-attack and it's like he's the last person. They might be like three against one against
they're
just
cooked.
Him.
He wants it.
And he's,
yeah, he's cooked. They're cooked.
Yeah, they're cooked, bro. He there,
you know,
bro.
He goes to the guy. He like he hones himself. You want to pass it to him, don't you?
You want to pass it, bro? Go on, play it. I dare you to play it. Yeah. And he played it there like fantastic.
He
fools.
Might have been a meaty defender if it weren't for that. Is it Sissoko or Cisse? He put him on his left foot. That was the birth of him, bro. That was him. That was when everyone was like, "That was so class, brother." Come on, Mukokere did that yesterday.
All right, thank you, Dan. I'm listening to these lot talk about. I'm like. Bro, that you learn that in at
what
13
the
years
hell?
Old.
You cut the pass.
Send them one way. That's all he does. And again, and once again, you lot are so not used to seeing a defender just defend.
Exactly.
Whoa. He's sending him down the left.
I'm standard. Not
standard. I ain't seen Maguire do it. I ain't seen no defender in West Ham do
it. Maguire do it.
Oh yeah, Dan, what, you saw him the other day defending.
Different.
Yeah, I saw Steve defending, but he was up against someone really tricky.
Who?
And you know that.
Who?
Brazilian.
Donidio.
He's not even Brazilian. Where's he from? Like, Becton.
Who's Strapsy?
Dagging him.
Insane. Rio de Becton.
Anyway, moving on. Who's next one?
You see what I'm saying? Man, am I getting chinged on the neck?
I think Van Dijk's good, man.
He's the best centre-back I've ever seen.
No, do you know what?
I don't ever.
Know ever.
What?
I don't know about ever. That one.
I now believe, I now know who I think is the best defender I've ever seen. Mm. It's Thiago Silva. But I think VVD is well in that conversation. Yeah.
I like that.
Probably seventh.
Nah.
Nesta, Rio.
Yeah.
Rio's not better than him.
Rio's not better than him? Okay.
Yeah. Rio's in the conversation.
So we're establishing this is number
two,
yeah?
If this is not Caicedo.
You're going crazy.
Seamus.
Show us number two.
No, number one. We're on number one. Number one now still.
You are so rude to Saka, I forgot. So the first, number one. World-class player in the world, according to the Filthy Fellas,
right
is
now.
Lamine Yamal, yeah. And I don't like that.
Living right.
Do you know what?
I'll be
the best right now.
He's I'll be real mad. With you. I love this kid. And I did treat him as well.
Ooh. I love him. Wait, I love him too, bro.
Sorry, bro. Cool, whatever. I love watching this guy play.
I can't help you there.
I can't lie. I think he's a quality player.
Yes.
Great player.
We got there.
Great player.
Yes, I agree.
I did choose him as well. However, I kind of want to take it back and put Ousmane Dembele. I feel like Ousmane Dembele right now has had the best season ever, bro. And okay, obviously take away the final. Mm. Bro, that brother has been top class. The numbers he's put up this season, everyone doubted him at Barcelona because he had a little bit of a stinker. At Dortmund, he was...
Him. He had a stinker.
No, no, of course. But you know once you have a stinker, people start down, playing and
they
take
doubted him because he went for that a load of money and he'd done shit. That's why he got doubted because it was... But I'm saying, but he's come back and amazing, but they were right to doubt him.
No, they was right to doubt him. But again... Going to Barcelona at that time, bro, it's big pressure, bro. For the sort of money, as we all know about
replacing
that.
Replacing Neymar.
19.
Bro, trying to replace someone that is...
Generational.
Like, you know, mini Ronaldinho.
So he's, not a mentality monster then?
Okay, even at that.
Mini?
You know what makes him a mentality monster? Is the way he's come back.
Okay, I'm just asking
you know what I'm saying? His comeback right now has been insane. We thought that he's gone to PSG, probably going to be a bit easier. Bro, he's come back and he's been on fire, bro. He's been on absolute fire,
you know
bro.
You know what I'll say about the difference between the two?
Come on.
You see Lamine Yamal, he suits Barca because he's got control of the ball, yeah?
Yeah.
Dembele is...
Chaos.
The best chaos baller.
Dan, you love chaos ballers.
I don't really love them, you know.
You love them lately, though.
They play basketball, bro. It's end to end.
He's a power league
player. They just want to run. Like he is a chaos baller, and PSG is a chaos team.
He's high aesthetics. He's like, you see those little touches he does? But little nutmeg, very direct. You see, very direct. Leave people, you're like, you know when you catch the clips of Dembele, there's like a heap of defenders behind him. He's very, very clinical, two-footed. The guy is quality, but Lamine Yamal.
Yeah,
now,
his name is not...
Yeah, no, I don't know why he got me onto Dembele. Yeah, so, Lamine Yamal, right, this is the difference. Lamine Yamal is La Masia. He is, like, it's the rebirth. Like, it's like seeing Messi again. Not quite, but you can see the... In 10 years, if he's still doing it, this is Messi. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. The guy is dictation of games, pause. You know what I'm saying? Innit? He's like, what's that man they're called?
Composers.
Orchestra.
They play it around him anyways at Barcelona. They play it around him.
He's a composer. He's 18. Celebrated his 18th birthday the other day. His dad's an ex-trapper.
Had dwarfs in his party.
All of that is, I love that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dad's an ex-trapper, bro. That's, you know, that is what, that's all that Lippy likes about, Loons, I keep forgetting.
Bro, do you know how much mandem's got youths that they bring to football, yeah? That were trappers, get me, and their youths don't make it. They put in all the butter into everything. One has made it. Out of 100,000. You get what I'm saying? And he is the best in the world. Hustle hard. That's his dad. Hustle hard 304. You get what I'm saying?
I personally think he's cold. I'm not sure cold if he's the best player in the world. He's only best player in the world for us right now because he got 7 votes. Not because we put him as number one.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone would put him as number one. Who'd put him as number one?
I didn't have a list.
I think down to age demographic, they'll go for the Lamine Yamal.
Do you know what it is?
He'll probably win. He might win Ballon d'Or as well.
I think
he'll win the internet. He's all over the internet.
Do you know what it is? Lamine Yamal, I think Steve-O said the term, man. Prisoner of the moment, man. It's like I said, I just think right now, at this current moment in time, no matter what it is, basketball, football, music, they always say the guy that's the best at this current moment is just the best overall. Forget about yesterday, forget about what could happen tomorrow. It's just, this feels good.
It's like when you go out raving with your brethren and one brethren gets the longest gal and you say, he's the biggest gal out of all the men.
Because
last night he got the most gal, but really and truly, he ain't got the most gal. You get what I'm saying, innit?
So it's like that analogy is mad.
It's crazy.
But you get it, though.
But it is true, though. I just think, again, I'm going to bring it back to music. It's like Kendrick Lamar, bro. Man, I'm saying he's the best rapper ever.
No way.
Bro.
Dan's
it's like, it's Drake. Bless you, my bro. But it's a thing where Lamine Yamal is amazing. We want to see that story again, that Mbappe, Messi, R9 story. If he stays fit, down to his ability, is definitely going to happen. I think it's just a thing where, let's have it right. Like you said, he's number one here because he got the most votes. But I think if you were to ask any football fan in the world, is he world class or not? 100% yes. 100%.
Facts.
Mentality monster. Wife and a girl that's like twice his age. Won a trophy already.
I'm sprung. Girl, you got me.
Let's mention the trophies he's won.
He's won bare trophies, including 2 league titles, which I think is both for the seasons he's played football, which is a joke. A Copa del Rey, Euros. Well, man, we're talking about Ra. He needs to do more than he's sidestepping the said man and rapping it.
And he rapped it.
He ain't even got his A-levels.
It's mad.
But you know what's so mad, though? Respectfully, I know that's so crazy, but you know that's Pedri and Gavi's got the exact same, innit?
Pedri should be there.
Pedri and Gavi's got the exact same.
I'll tell you what it is, you see Lamine Yamal, he's the poster boy, innit, of football right now. He's the one that you think of when you think world class. Who's the best player in the world? Yeah. For whatever reason, right or wrong, he's the one that springs to mind. He's gone crazy. He's 18. But I don't think he's the best in the world.
Mm. Who's better than him?
Dembele. I personally...
Can I say something, Dan?
I'm going to say Cole Palmer's better.
I knew he was going to say that. I was about to say that. Dan thinks Cole Palmer's better.
I don't know about that.
That's crazy. I knew it.
Similar style
we will find out next year when Chelsea play Barcelona.
I'll be real. If you was to drop Cole Palmer in Barca, Spanish league, he's
going mad. Cole plays Spanish.
I'll be real, he would do damage.
Cole is Spanish, bro.
I'm not.
He plays like you got AirPods in, man.
So, crowd, please let us know who your top 5 world class players would be. I think our list is good, is strong.
Mm. Have we missed anyone?
100%. I think loads of players, man.
Can I just add something? You know, if you was to say, is Modric world class? What would you tell me?
Bro!
Let me just ask you.
I'd say no.
Watch this. Is Luka Modric world class?
No. I'll say no. He's done.
What?
I'll say he's a legend of the game.
Was he a world class player?
He's one of the best I've seen.
Was,
oh, he
yes.
was a world class
player. He's done.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done. Is Zidane world class?
He won the Ballon d'Or 2 years ago. Like the
that's what I'm saying. You can misconstrue.
But he wouldn't be if you've got five to give. That's
he
not
named
the name
five. He put Gabriel.
That's like chicken nuggets in a packed lunch. Man, saying you name five world class players and you mention Modric. That's a chicken nuggets in a packed lunch.
It's a Scotch egg.
Yeah, Scotch egg. Scotch egg and a penguin. Scotch egg and a penguin, bro.
All right, lick shot, go.
We're going to round it out, man.
Yeah, man, round it out, man.
Mid. Like, vegan one.
Subscribe. Filthy Live Show, Wednesday the 13th of August, Hackney Empire. You King's saw home. The trailer, Hollywood Productions. Ticket for the show in the description box below. Enter the draw because we're collaborating with the watch section. They got the Rolex. It's available. You could get that if you get a ticket to the live show. Yeah. Patreon dead there. Everything dead there. You're done now.
Can't lie. Man's got the 300 Spartan rolling.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.